Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. As we continue here today, I want to remind you the fan Twitter site is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Also, the Fan Text Line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the hotline, which has been hot today, is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh Trusted Plumbing, HVAC provider for over 50 years. And we are approaching the 50-minute mark, so Austin, I may as well get that out there too. The 50-minute mark is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. 412-928-9370. I know the lines are hopping, so let's jump back on them.
Let's go who's to next? Vincent, who's in Columbus.
Hello, Vincent. What's up?
Hey, man. I told Austin, we always talk about how Mike Tomlin does more with less, but I feel like he does less with more. I mean, you have three All-Pros on your defense, and it's the same story every year defensively, and I just feel like that's where it starts even more with the offense, because people always say there's no talent on the offense, but there's talent on the defense, and it's the same thing every year.
Yeah, I think I understand that statement, and I would agree with it. I think the national narrative sometimes gets off, look at the Steelers. They don't have as much talent, therefore here they are knocking on a playoff, all that stuff. But yeah, when you have that sort of money invested in your defense, you do expect more. And for whatever reason, it hasn't produced itself in big games. And this last one, if I would have told you the 300 rushing yards for Baltimore, knowing that the Steelers knew that their whole game plan is to run the ball. They do it every week. They're not surprising in anything they do. They run the football, whether it's Lamar Jackson, whether it's Derrick Henry. And they plan to do it all week long. And I think if you saw what they did, they were trained to go after the ball carrier on the RPOs, and every single time Lamar Jackson kept it seemed, right? So whatever they did, they were doing the wrong thing, and it showed with 300 total yards of rushing offense.
I'm surprised, Bob, that TJ did not just at some point, whether it was, you know, the whole saying, fool me once, shame on me, fool me twice, whatever, that when it came to about the third or fourth time, he just did not automatically go to Lamar. I mean, they've done so well at shutting down Lamar, and I know that the philosophy, Herb Street said it on the broadcast, was we want to stop Derrick Henry and let Lamar beat us, which typically he hadn't in the past. But doesn't it make more sense to go right after Lamar and allow the rest of your defensive linemen and Patrick Queen to go after Derrick Henry?
Yeah, I mean, whatever they did, they did wrong. I was more of the belief that even without Zay Flowers, that he could do damage down the field. Yeah. He has been one of the more accurate passers in the NFL this year, which is why a lot of people believe he's still going to win another MVP versus Josh Allen. And I don't know if I agree with that totally, but
I don't.
I thought Josh Allen is such a heavy part of what they do in Buffalo, and that's going to be an interesting matchup, by the way. It'll be 6:30 on KDK and CBS on Sunday. I know you don't agree with me here, but I think Baltimore is a team that can win it all. I think they have and their defense has been much better in the last several games, to the point where they've risen, you know, top five in just about every category. Can they win in Buffalo? A lot of pressure on Buffalo in that game, in my view.
Well, I think they can win the Super Bowl. I don't think they will, and I think it's because who's standing in front of them. Buffalo, to me, is just on a collision course, and it finally, I think, is going to happen this year. With how Josh Allen has played, he is the MVP of the league. Lamar's had an incredible season, but Josh Allen has done more with less, kind of the opposite of what Vincent was saying on the call.
Yeah, I don't know about that either on offense. I like their offense.
Their offense is good, but they don't have Derrick Henry at running back. I mean, if you do a tail of the tape, I like the tight ends.
James Cook is really good, and he's been really good for the last 7-8 games at the end of the year. He's gotten better as the year's gone on.
Baltimore's running backs are better. You can't compare Derrick Henry to James Cook.
Derrick Henry's on a next to Saquon Barkley, the best in the game.
Their tight ends are better in Baltimore. Mark Andrews is better than Kincaid. I like Kincaid, and Likely's better than Dawson Knox. It's close.
It's close. I think they're better. Those are both very. That's another thing that concerned me about this game with the Steelers, knowing that Zay Flowers wasn't there. You knew that they were going to go to their tight ends. They always do.
Now,
and it was Mark Andrews coming up with big plays, and so was Likely.
Buffalo is deeper at wide receiver than Baltimore is, but Zay Flowers is the best wide receiver of any on the two teams.
Agreed.
And the offensive line in Baltimore is better. So Josh Allen has done more with less, and they also have a better record than Baltimore does.
Yeah,
Lamar
but head-to-head,
that
Lamar
is why
Jackson,
Josh Allen,
the head-to-head, 35-10, Baltimore beat Buffalo, and Lamar Jackson had a lot to do with that.
Yeah, but we're talking about the full course of a 17-game season.
And I'm talking about head-to-head.
I think going to Buffalo for Baltimore is going to be a challenge. Home field advantage in the playoff matters. Why have all these number one seeds gone on to the Super Bowl over the last 5 years? Consistently, more so than any other year. It matters. That's also the quality of the teams. But Buffalo, it'll probably be a field goal game. It's going to be an incredible
it's
game.
It's funny that Kansas City's still there, and they're still waiting, and they're still going to, you know, they have two home games coming up here.
And Houston's going to be a cakewalk for them. It'll be tough in the
so.
First half,
yeah.
But I think second half they'll pull them.
Yeah, I think you'll see them fall behind early, and then they come storming back and move on to the AFC Championship game. What else is new? They've been there like five straight years.
And then they'll lose to Buffalo. Maybe Baltimore.
Maybe the Baltimore. I don't know. It's going
to
be interesting.
I don't think they're going to the Super Bowl. Either way, they're not going.
Well, at the top of the hour, we'll go around these games that we saw over the weekend also and talk about them. In the meantime, more calls, 412-928-9370. Who's next?
Let's go to Seth in East Liberty.
Hey, Seth. How are you today?
Hey, Bob. Hey, Limit. Thanks for taking my call. I feel like it's time for a full rebuild. Sentimentally, sure, I'd love to keep TJ and Cam and let them retire a Steeler. But if we could package those two with Tomlin and send them somewhere to go win, I'd be happy for them, and I'd be happy to start a rebuild. And we've seen firsthand, you know, what sentimentality does in sports when you keep Letang, Crosby, and Malkin, when we probably only should have kept one of them. Interested to hear your thoughts, guys. Thanks again.
Well, I think that's very similar. Good call, Seth, in that they're both, you know, hanging on to people who have been historic to their franchises. But you do that, and if you don't have enough draft equity or you don't draft in the right position, you're stuck where you are, and it doesn't really help your long term. So I've come to the point now where I think that, yeah, I would be very creative with some of these moves, trying to ensure that I could figure out a way to move into a better position quicker than waiting this process out, because this process is going to take, if they just continue to do the same thing, they're going to end up with the same result year in and year out.
And that's why I think quarterback and wide receiver and boosting offensive capital is so critical. Like, invest on offense. Doesn't it seem like every time that you look at the AFC Championship game, look at the teams that are in it right now. Look at the quarterbacks that are in it right now in the AFC. Lamar Jackson, MVP twice. Patrick Mahomes, MVP, two-time Super Bowl winner. Josh Allen is going to win a Super Bowl at some point, you'd think, and could win the MVP this year. And C.J. Stroud, in back-to-back years, has won a playoff game in his first two seasons.
Right.
Like, quarterback play significantly wins. Coach-quarterback combination, and the Steelers have no sense of a quarterback, and that's why I think it would probably be better for them to just have a year where they plateau and they just are at the bottom of the standings. I'm not talking about the number one pick, but maybe it is Justin Fields, and if he fails, okay. Trade up and draft a quarterback, or you're already in position to draft a quarterback, because if you don't have one of the upper echelon top 10 guys, maybe top 15 guys, you're not going to be able to win in the playoffs. You're just not. That's the reality of it.
Right. Well, most of these guys are acquired in the top, 10 picks. Most. Some don't. Lamar Jackson was pick number 32.
He was 32.
And that was after the Steelers passed on him. So he was there at the bottom. And there are some other guys who will, be later round picks, second, third, and still do well. But generally speaking, you got to be up there.
Well, I'm glad you brought this up, Bob, because I actually did a little research with that last night, and I'm looking for it, see if I can find where it was that I said this. But in terms of the overall quarterback play, out of all the quarterbacks that are in the playoffs, or at least that were in the playoffs at the very start, Russell Wilson was not a first-round draft pick. Okay. Same thing with Jalen Hurts. He was a second-round draft pick. Out of everyone else that was picked, either they were a first-round pick, like Lamar Jackson, Jordan Love was a later pick. Every other quarterback was taken in the top 12. Every other quarterback, top 12 pick. So
if you don't have it, there's a way to get there. You can also make a trade if you want to do that, but you're going to have to be creative in that. And that's where this offseason will head you. If you think there's somebody out there that can help you and you are hell-bent to get them, then you got to move up. I don't see them doing that. What I see them doing is deciding on one of these two. And to me, it would be Fields only because of his youth and what I think his ceiling may be. I think we know what Russell Wilson's ceiling is based on his age and what he's done. Great career, no doubt. But can he do this for the next 3 years? And I don't expect him to sign a one-year contract. He's not going to do that. He's going to want three. Are you willing to go 3 years to when he's 40 years old? All due respect, I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't give him another one-year contract.
Let's go one more call before we got to go to break here on 93.7 The Fan. Who's next?
All right, let's go to Jake in Bethel Park.
Jake's in Bethel Park, and now he's on The Fan. What's up, Jake?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, thanks.
So for me, I've been out of Mike Tomlin probably since 2018 when I saw the Jacksonville Jaguars beat this team. Arguably one of the best rosters they've fielded since I've been a Steelers fan. This guy is the king of mediocrity. He's a coattail coach. He lived off of Ben's whole career and did nothing with it. This guy, I mean, you got to ask Steelers fans across the world, right? Since when has the standard for this organization been mediocrity? All we've done is first-round exits, 10-win seasons. That's the ceiling for this team. Mike Tomlin needs to go. That's all I got to say. Thanks.
Well, I think you're echoing a lot of what people have said here. But again, the report from Jerry Dulac is they are not moving on from him. So the reality is they're not. So at this point, then you talk about what happens next because there's no other way to go here.
I do wonder if a franchise like Chicago would want to trade for him. Like, what if a team came to you and
he
said
he would have to waive his clause, which he might want to do. I don't know. Who knows?
And, I mean, Chicago has a guy who could be a franchise quarterback, Caleb Williams, number one pick, a lot of upside if you can get him an offensive coach. What if you traded Tomlin to the Bears for a first-round pick, and the Steelers have done pretty well at ripping off the Bears over the last couple of picks, Fields?
That may prevent Chicago from taking the phone call.
Yeah, Chase Claypool. It might be a little bit different with Tomlin. The Jets, maybe they give you a first, they give you a second, they give you 2 seconds, and then you go sign Ben Johnson as your coach, the offensive coordinator with the Lions. I mean, I don't know if it would be realistic that they would pivot to offense after having three defensive coaches.
Well, I think they should.
That's something they should do.
With down the road, that's the way you have to go in this league that is catering everything toward offense. That's an interesting dilemma to be in if they're in it. I don't know that they will be in it, though. I've read a lot here about Aaron Rodgers, which I keep shaking my head at that. I don't understand why they would even be interested. A lot of people believe they should be interested. Not me. You?
If it was 3 years ago, Aaron Rodgers coming off an MVP season, but he's not.
No, so I think the choices are simple. It's Wilson, it's Fields, or you do the same thing back-to-back years. You go out and just totally change the entire room. I don't think they do that. They're going to choose one. The other won't stay here. And then you go from there and you try to figure it out. But I think there's a lot of questions with regard to their future quarterback and how long it's going to take to actually fill that role.
I would kick the tires on Sam Darnold. If Minnesota's not going to bring him back, if they are truly committed to J.J. McCarthy, there's been conflicting reports about it. It's likely that Minnesota will keep Darnold. They'd be dumb not to. But if Darnold hits the open market, the Steelers should at least do some due diligence. Will it be $40 million?
You're convinced that he could be somebody who's going to take it to the next level. I know he's done it in Minnesota, but I've watched a lot of their games, and I've come to the conclusion there that, man, their scheming is terrific.
They got two elite
receivers, and their offensive line has given him a ton of time. All of that is the perfect storm for a quarterback, and if you're in the NFL, you should be able to have success with that.
There's a great situation for him, but that's why you surround Darnold with two really good wide receivers. You utilize Pat Freiermuth more, and you draft a running back late in the draft to pair with Jalen Warren. I don't think it's impossible if you bring in Darnold that he can succeed. He's got the arm talent.
In 1 year. I don't know what they can.
It's not a 1 year
close
fix.
The gap here in 1 year. I think they have a lot of work to be done, and it has to be year by year. But it would be very interesting to see where they go from here because to me, they're stuck in this situation that doesn't show any signs of getting better. And if you're in that situation every year, you're going to end up with the same results. I don't think there's any surprise there.
Here's a text. Steeler fan from Chicago here. Talk radio in Chicago is about the Bears opening the vault for Tomlin. I think the Dulac report is the Steelers playing poker. I don't know about the last part, but Chicago opening the vault for Tomlin.
Well, people seem to think that would happen in a lot of different places. If that's the case, then it's worth certainly exploring, especially if Mike feels that maybe he's gotten to the point. And he may feel that. Who knows? He doesn't tell you that, but that doesn't mean he doesn't feel that. That maybe this is a expiration date, because 18 years is a long time for any coach to be in any job. It's very rare that it happens. It's a good chance it can happen here just because of what they believe in. But at some point, even the best of them come to the end of that rope.